听力课堂，听 class.com。
听力考试马上开始，请戴上耳机。录音开头有一段试听声音，约一分半钟。听力考试将在试音结束后正式开始。现在开始试音。
In this section, you will hear eight short conversations and two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear, Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read, A. At the office. B. In the waiting room. C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
试音结束。在听力考试开始前，请考生看一下试题册封面上的试卷代号，并在答题卡二上试卷类型一栏相应的字母上划线。如果你做的是 A 卷，划在字母 A 上；如果你做的是 B 卷，划在字母 B 上。划错或不划的话，将被判为零分，责任由考生自负。听力考试现在开始。
College English Test Band 4 Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear eight short conversations and two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the eight short conversations. Question 11. I just received an email from one of my former classmates. I was surprised. I hadn't heard from him for ages.
Well, I've been out of touch with most of my old friends. Only one or two still drop me a line occasionally.
What does the woman mean? Question 12. If you can make up your mind about the color, I can start on the outside of your house early next week.
Well, right now I think I want white for the window frames and yellow for the walls. but I'll let you know tomorrow.
Who is the woman talking to?
Question 13. Excuse me, do you have any apartments available for under $500 a month? I need to move in next week when my new job starts.
The only vacant one I have is $600. Have you inquired at the apartment complex down the street?
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 14. You bought a pair of jeans yesterday, didn't you? What are they like?
Oh, they're pretty much like my other ones, except with a larger waist. I guess I haven't spent much time exercising lately.
What can we infer from the conversation about the man? Question 15. I really like those abstract paintings we saw yesterday. What do you think?
I guess it's something I haven't acquired a taste for yet.
What does the man imply? Question 16. You haven't seen a blue notebook, have you? I hope I didn't leave it in the reading room.
Did you check that pile of journals you borrowed from the library the other day?
What is the man trying to say to the woman?
Question 17. How about joining me for a cup of coffee?
I'd love to, but I'm exhausted. I was up till 3 this morning writing a paper for my literature class.
Why does the woman decline the man's invitation?
Question 18. You had a job interview yesterday, didn't you? How did it go?
Not too bad, I guess. There were about 20 candidates competing for the sales manager's job. And finally, it was down to 3 of us. But the other 2 seemed better qualified.
What does the man imply?
Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Simon, how does it feel to be retired?
Well, not so bad.
How have you been spending your time?
I've been spending more time with my family. I've also traveled a bit, you know, off-season, when everywhere's less crowded and hotels cost less.
Great.
You know, I haven't stopped work completely.
Yes. Could you tell us more about this?
I'm on a scheme that's called phased retirement. I had a 6-month break from work. After that, I could apply for project work with the company I used to work for.
How does the scheme work?
Well, it's a trial at the moment. Instead of hiring temporary staff, The company advertises posts on its website that retired employees like myself can access.
What sort of work's advertised?
Well, all sorts of things, really. Administrative work and more specialized work. The sort of thing I can do. Some of the projects can last 5 or 6 months, and others can just be a couple of days. I can decide more or less when to work, so I can manage my own time.
I can see it's good for you. What does your company get out of this?
Well, I still have all my old contacts at work, so I know who to contact to get something done. The company gets flexibility, too. Once the job's over, that's it. I'm not on their books anymore. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does Simon find his retired life enjoyable? Question 20. How does Simon get to know about the company's available posts? Question 21. Why does the company adopt the phased retirement scheme?
Conversation 2. Oh, where are we going?
I want to show you something.
I know, but what is it?
A farm. It's just down this road. It's a small place, but at least it would be our own.
A farm? How can we afford to buy a farm?
It isn't very large, only 40 acres. We wouldn't have to pay very much right now.
Is there a house on the place?
A small one, 2 bedrooms, but it needs to be fixed up a little. I can do the job myself.
Okay. Is there enough space for a kitchen garden?
There's about 1/2 acre around the house. That's plenty of space.
Then we could grow our own fresh vegetables and maybe keep a few chickens, couldn't we?
Yes. And we can probably grow a lot of our own food.
What are you thinking about growing if we do take this place?
Well, it really isn't big enough for corn. I thought we might try to raise a crop of potatoes.
Potatoes? They're a lot of work.
We're used to hard work, aren't we?
Yes, we are. But the money. Do we have enough to get started? It seems like a dream.
I think we've saved enough. We can pay a little on the farm and maybe put a few dollars down on a tractor, too.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What are the speakers going to do at the time of the conversation? Question 23. What does the man say about the farm? Question 24. Why does the man intend to grow potatoes rather than corn on the farm? Question 25. What is the woman's greatest concern about the man's plan? Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Members of the City Council and distinguished guests, it is my privilege to introduce to you today Mr. Robert Washington, Chief of our city's police force. He will address us on the subject of the Community Policing Program. Most of you know that Mr. Washington has a distinguished record as head of our police force for more than 10 years. However, you may not know that he also holds a master's degree in criminology and studied abroad for a year with the International Police Force, which deals with crimes around the world. Mr. Washington first introduced the Community Policing Program 8 years ago. The idea behind the program is to get police officers out of their cars and into our neighborhoods, where they can talk directly to merchants and residents about the real dynamics of our city. These officers do more than make arrests. They try to find ways to help solve the problems that contribute to crime in the first place. Often, that means hooking people up with services offered by other city agencies, such as schools, hospitals, housing, drug treatment centers. And the program seems to be working. Crime is down, and our citizens report that they feel more secure. Today, Mr. Washington is going to tell us more about this program. Now, let's welcome Mr. Robert Washington.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What is the purpose of the speaker's remarks? Question 27. What does the speaker say about Mr. Robert Washington? Question 28. What is the idea behind the Community Policing Program? Question 29. How has the Community Policing Program turned out to be? Passage 2. There are between 3,000 and 6,000 public languages in the world, and we must add approximately 6 billion private languages, since each one of us necessarily has one. Considering these facts, the possibilities for breakdowns in communication seem infinite in number. However, we do communicate successfully from time to time, and we do learn to speak languages. But learning to speak languages seems to be a very mysterious process. For a long time, people thought that we learned language only by imitation and association. For example, a baby touches a hot pot and starts to cry. The mother says, "Hot, hot," and the baby, when it stops crying, imitates the mother and says, "Hot, hot." However, Noam Chomsky, a famous expert in language, pointed out that although children do learn some words by imitation and association, they also combine words to make meaningful sentences in ways that are unique, unlearned, and creative. Because young children can make sentences they have never heard before, Chomsky suggested that human infants are born with the ability to learn language. Chomsky meant that underneath all the differences between public and private languages, there is a universal language mechanism that makes it possible for us as infants to learn any language in the world. This theory explains the potential that human infants have for learning language, but it does not really explain how children come to use language in particular ways.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. Why does the speaker say there are great possibilities for communication breakdowns? Question 31. What is Chomsky's viewpoint on the ability to learn language? Question 32. What does Chomsky's theory fail to explain according to the speaker? Passage 3. When U.S. spacewoman Joan Higginbotham is not flying and working in space, she might be found somewhere on Earth giving a speech. Higginbotham, who grew up in Chicago and became an engineer before joining NASA, that is, the National Air and Space Administration, gives about a dozen speeches a year. Each speech is different, because she tailors her remarks to each audience. Through interviews and emails, she finds out in advance her listeners' educational level and what information they want to know. On the subject of spacewalks, for example, audiences vary in their interests and how much complexity they can comprehend. To elementary school children, Higginbotham may discuss a problem that many kids want to know about. How do spacemen in a spacesuit eat, drink, and go to the bathroom? Her answer is, the spacesuit is really a small spacecraft with room for food and water containers and a waste collection system. To a high school audience, she might satisfy a curiosity that often arises in her pre-speech interviews with students who obviously have seen many science fiction movies. Do spacemen carry weapons in case they encounter enemies in space? Her answer is no. To scientists, she might provide technical details on such topics as the design of spacesuits that protect spacemen from the deadly temperature extremes of space. Just as elaborate preparation is required for success in space, Higginbotham says that it's important for speakers to learn as much as possible about their listeners before a speech, because every audience is different.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. What did Joan Higginbotham do before joining NASA? Question 34. How does Higginbotham prepare her speeches on spacewalks? Question 35. What does the high school audience want to know about space travel? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Crime is increasing worldwide. There is every reason to believe the trend will continue through the next few decades. Crime rates have always been high in multicultural, industrialized societies such as the United States. But a new phenomenon has appeared on the world scene, rapidly rising crime rates in nations that previously reported few offenses. Street crimes such as robbery, rape, murder, and auto theft are clearly rising, particularly in Eastern European countries such as Hungary, and in Western European nations such as the United Kingdom. What is driving this crime explosion? There are no simple answers. Still, there are certain conditions associated with rising crime. Increasing heterogeneity of populations, greater cultural pluralism, higher immigration, democratization of governments, changing national borders, greater economic growth, and the lack of accepted social ideas of right and wrong. These conditions are increasingly observable around the world. For instance, cultures that were previously isolated and homogeneous, such as Japan, Denmark, and Greece, are now facing the sort of cultural variety that has been common in America for most of its history. Multiculturalism can be a rewarding, enriching experience, but it can also lead to a clash of values. Heterogeneity in societies will be the rule in the 21st century, and failure to recognize and plan for such diversity can lead to serious crime problems.
Now the passage will be read again. Crime is increasing worldwide. There is every reason to believe the trend will continue through the next few decades. Crime rates have always been high in multicultural, industrialized societies such as the United States. But a new phenomenon has appeared on the world scene. Rapidly rising crime rates in nations that previously reported few offenses. Street crimes such as robbery, rape, murder, and auto theft are clearly rising, particularly in Eastern European countries such as Hungary and in Western European nations such as the United Kingdom. What is driving this crime explosion? There are no simple answers. Still, there are certain conditions associated with rising crime. Increasing heterogeneity of populations, greater cultural pluralism, higher immigration, democratization of governments, changing national borders, greater economic growth, and the lack of accepted social ideas of right and wrong. These conditions are increasingly observable around the world. For instance, cultures that were previously isolated and homogeneous, such as Japan, Denmark, and Greece, are now facing the sort of cultural variety that has been common in America for most of its history. Multiculturalism can be a rewarding, enriching experience, but it can also lead to a clash of values. Heterogeneity in societies will be the rule in the 21st century, and failure to recognize and plan for such diversity can lead to serious crime problems.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. Crime is increasing worldwide. There is every reason to believe the trend will continue through the next few decades. Crime rates have always been high in multicultural, industrialized societies such as the United States. But a new phenomenon has appeared on the world scene, rapidly rising crime rates in nations that previously reported few offenses. Street crimes such as robbery, rape, murder, and auto theft are clearly rising, particularly in Eastern European countries such as Hungary, and in Western European nations such as the United Kingdom. What is driving this crime explosion? There are no simple answers. Still, there are certain conditions associated with rising crime. Increasing heterogeneity of populations, greater cultural pluralism, higher immigration, democratization of governments, changing national borders, greater economic growth, and the lack of accepted social ideas of right and wrong. These conditions are increasingly observable around the world. For instance, cultures that were previously isolated and homogeneous, such as Japan, Denmark, and Greece, are now facing the sort of cultural variety that has been common in America for most of its history. Multiculturalism can be a rewarding, enriching experience, but it can also lead to a clash of values. Heterogeneity in societies will be the rule in the 21st century, and failure to recognize and plan for such diversity can lead to serious crime problems.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束。 请考生再次核查是否已填写试卷类型。请取下耳机，开始第四部分的答题。